Tonight we're having the entire Sif Dalet in Mitzvah Shem, which is this page as well as the next page, and we're going to be addressing one fascinating point, and that's the halacha of what happens if a person what's the halacha with regards to burying on Yom Tov Sheni. So everything we've discussed so far was a burial on first Yom Tov. We've spoken about the stringency in that matter and to the extent that it's not. Am I sideways, Jonathan? Am I sideways? Am I okay?
That's fine.
I'm fine. Okay, good. We discussed the stringency of first day Yom Tov Kfuras, that one is not, a Layid does not bury on first day Yom Tov, nor is he allowed to any associated activities. So everything's got to be in the hands of the Goy, excluding some Darbonons, which we discussed yesterday in greater detail. Okay. Today, gentlemen, we're going to be addressing the entire sugya of, well, Yom Tov Sheni burials. Now, please note, and I'm going to say that in the onset to avoid confusion and misunderstandings. There is two opinions in this with regards to burial on Yom Tov Sheni. There is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the first opinion we're going to learn. And then comes the second opinion, which is the Ramah, which is probably the more common minik in Ashkenazic countries, such as England and etc. Jonathan is going to update us later with the, he did mention already, but he's going to give us again of a recap after that about the customs of the burial societies in the UK. Yeah, is that what we're going to do shortly? Okay, so let us see first what the Shulchan Aruch says. We're going to go to the opinion of the Ramah and then, okay, so says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. I'm the second line, page Kuf Mem Vav. B'Yom Tov Sheni, on the second Yom Tov, Yizasku Bo Yisrael. Here is the first groundbreaking chiddush. On a second day Yom Tov, the halacha states that a yid is allowed to busy himself with the burial. Afilu B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's the second day Rosh Hashanah, which we know Rosh Hashanah is different. Why is Rosh Hashanah different? Yom Erechter, it's really considered more stringent. Second Yom Tov Hashanah is more stringent than other Yom Tov. Nevertheless, here the rule is, any second day Yom Tov, says Shulchan Aruch, Yidden are allowed to be busy with it. Busy with the Kvura. V'afilo le'ishtoi, even if it's going to, there's a threat of decomposing, Yid is allowed to do it. V'afilo lo'ishtoi, even if there's no threat of decomposing, in theory, you know, you can wait for the next day. Nevertheless, a yid is allowed to bury. Furthermore, v'afilu lachtech loy hadas, even to cut a hadas me'amechuba from the if it's still, you know, if you want to cut and disconnect a hadas which is still growing. Why would you want to do such a thing?
Smell,
absolutely, for the smell. To remove the potential odor of an iftar. Similarly, so even such a thing you're allowed to do, which, what's the chiddush?
It's a melacha.
It's a melacha, and
it's not
that's right. It's not an absolute necessity. It's not an absolute necessity. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do that. So, in other words, you're allowed to do all the minhagim. It's covered a maze. You're allowed to do. Velasus lo tachichin, the shrouds. Va'orin, the coffin. Velachtich lo keva, to dig a grave, to eat up the water, letaro, to do the taro, vligzos loisaro, and to cut the hair of the nifta too. All this.
Is it analogous to Achol Nefesh in that the dead person's equivalent of Achol Nefesh? It's honoring the dead person. It's analogous to Achol Nefesh.
You're saying that it's in a way like Achol Nefesh.
Analogous to it, yeah.
The answer is, there is definitely a comparison, but we are going further over here. We are really going further. We are allowing, you'll see the words of the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom line, which are going to be about lengthening. Give it a minute, because we're going further than Oichel Nefesh. What happens if there's no burial place available for this, but is not available? So you're allowed to bring him to a different village. Oh yes, put him on a horse wagon, bring him across. sheyesh b'shchunas kvoros afilu chutz letchum. You can even transport the nifta outside of the tchum. Furthermore, umaskirin lo isfina, you have to hire a boat lo'elicha makom l'makom. If you want to transfer him to a different place, you may do so even by means of a boat. So here you go. Transport is also included in the heter. Why is that? And here comes the words that I think these are the crucial words. The Yom Tev Sheni legabe meis, because the second day Yom Tev for a nifta kechoil shavu rabbonon, the chachamim have made it, have established it like a weekday. Kechoil, like a weekday, shavu rabbonon. The chachamim have made it like a weekday. That's quite a statement. This is why it's unlike Ochel Nefesh, because it's far more, really.
It's like the Council of Yom Tov Sheni.
Yeah,
basically.
Absolutely. Yes, but we're going to see a disclaimer soon, but so far we've learned, yes, Kechol Shavuot, it's made like a weekday. Therefore, you're allowed to transport him, you're allowed to do all, cut the hadas, besides the required and absolute necessities, you're allowed to go much further than that. Ishtoi means literally, Ishtoi means to wait, and in this context, it means over here to decompose. So, in other words, Ve'afilu lo Ishtoi, even if the delay is not going to cause a decompose. Correct. If second day happens to be Shabbos, then those are telling will not apply.